Breakfast on Day 4. The morning of Day 4, the delegation chose once more to breakfast out of doors. The first to take their seats upon some comfortably placed stones were Sam and Dr. Fink, Ned Bunter, Jack Perrone, and Rabbit Stalker, who had spent the night away, but now had come with two of his new Croatian chums. By this time, everyone had heard about the poll on interglobal trade that showed a split decision. And when the duck, with shiver, snort, and cough, asked these two Croatians, who were eating eggs and manna from a kind of little trough, just how they'd voted, yes or no, they burped right back that one was contra, one was pro. Said Dr. Fink, "Okay, perhaps the one who voted nay can tell me what I've come this long, long way to know. Private Stalker, kindly ask your Croatian friend who voted against economic progress with its frenzies and rat races, preferring, as he obviously must, dry sand, hard rocks, and stasis, how he spends his day without the thrill of watching on the TV screen the world's worst motorcycle chases, without the bitter pill of listening to lunatics all day who say $200 an hour is too much for them to pay, of fighting medical malpractice lawsuits brought by patients whom he's ired, owing millions to a half a dozen lawyers that he hired after finding his insurance had expired and whom he should have fired months ago. In short, how does that Croatian pass the bloody day?" Now, this was something that the Navajo already knew and was prepared to say, that life does not need stress or aggravation or all-consuming passions such as jealousy and hate or daily stats on robbery and killing to be fulfilling. It was enough to celebrate each moment of the day, the miracle of how the sunlight sits upon a rock, the feel of sand between your toes because you wear no sock or shoe, the taste of manna wet with dew. "This Croatian does not feel the need," said Rabbit Stalker, "for a God who comes one day with miracles, makes promises, then disappears so that no miracles are seen again for several thousand years. For crows, like Navajos, see miracles around them on a daily basis. Yet that ideal, which may sound zen, is what some men condemn as stasis." At this the shrink did sigh. "What's with this guy? Did I come all the way to Crow to hear a Navajo explain how I should think? Just which one is the shrink? Does he believe he'll help me find all sorts of things I buried long ago deep down inside my heart and mind?" Then said the duck, "This other Croatian tells me, since we landed on his planet, he and half his people dream of colored beads that shine like gems and driving chopped-down, souped-up limbs. In short, there seems to be a wide dichotomy of worldly notions, much larger than I would have reckoned, between the first half-billion Croatians and the second." "That's not surprising," said Ned Bunter. "This morning before breakfast, I tested DNA from both these fellows, finding in the one a Jewish gene whose presence in a lot of others I had previously noted. In fact, I think that there's a link between a Croatian's chromosomes and how he voted, for I'll admit that all my findings seem to fit that 50-50 polling split. Now, whether half a billion Jewish genes all cast their votes for interglobal dealing, or whether they all favored stasis, I've no intention of revealing, fearing being called a racist." "Ned, you're right," said Dr. Fink. "Genetic influence on what a person thinks is not a can of worms you ought to resurrect, unless you want to hear the duck and every other TV pundit, talk show host and critic label you politically incorrect, or even worse, anti-Semitic. I myself have always thought we Jews enjoy a long tradition of living life as fully as we're able, enjoying music, travel, and material possessions, such as Cadillacs and sable. Still, most of us believe it is our mission, when we can, to lend a hand at helping to preserve endangered species, habitat, and public land. Now, whether either tendency or trait is in our DNA, I strongly doubt but cannot know. But if you think that Jewish genes did influence the Croatian vote, then think again. Those genes did not come just from Jews. They came from men."